TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Hello, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Mueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mille, cause I'm richer. And prior to this, wish was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got a dish on replay.
Sorry, I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the Heat play?
Yeah.
Tape all his D's days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What's up,
where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my rack.
Racks on racks on rags,
racks.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks, 100 stacks.
How you get it?
You're laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you this feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bet I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Ocean Ave.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
Everybody, it is hump day. We call it Relationship Wednesday, right here inside the Social Lab Team on the Radio. Hey, 5 things to know about Puerto Rico. Fresh back from PR today. Thank you very much for a great visit out there. Hey, sharing the ups. Not a whole lot of downs right now. 65% of the island has power. You know, that's a little over a million people. You know, about a million people don't, but they're making it happen out there. Puerto Rico is certainly open for business. Again, it's the Social Lab. Thanks for hanging out. Let's go see what the crew doing before we go any further. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it the yo. Last week she logged on and just listened. She didn't say not one damn word. I think that was on. Was that Monday? No, that was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
that was last
listen
Wednesday.
Listen to it. Right, Madam CeeLo Boston, are you listening? Or are you listening? Or are you responding? Oh,
hey.
What's going on?
Good afternoon. I know, right? I told him. I said, I know I called. I swore I talked. But it was confirmed by others that were here. I said nothing.
not one word. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. exactly. I'm glad I have a witness because she can testify. You didn't say one word.
Yep. You said you talked, but it wasn't to us at all. Not at all.
Hola, mi gente, across TM Hyman Radio Land, who's listening out there in Puerto Rico. We love you.
No doubt. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina, we be chopping it up. Hey, that's her meal that y'all are savoring over right there. Give it up. Fee Mo. What's up, Mo?
Fee. Hola, hola, hola.
Como esta, nena?
Let's see, chimichanga, nacho bel grande.
You know what, beans and disease to you. Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'll hit you with an underlay.
There you go.
She said,
y'all are silly.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I just said, how are you today, dear? How are you?
About
that's all I said.
Puerto Rico.
I am wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Just chilling.
We call that a collision. Five things to know about Puerto Rico, plus what's happening with Fee. Everybody, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 911 on the East Coast, 611 West Coast. Now, again, big up to Puerto Rico and that whole crew. Puerto Rico's open for business. I guess that's the one thing to know right now, above all. Don't necessarily believe everything you see in the news. It's not like you go over there and you see a bunch of relief people in trucks and soldiers. None of that is there right now. I mean, the place is pretty normal. There are parts of the island that still does not have power, but for the most part, it's back to normal somewhat. You know, water is flowing, water is accessible. You know, there's no price gouging when it comes to water anymore. It seemed pretty normal. What wasn't normal is traveling along certain roads in certain parts and the lights still being out, like traffic lights not working. That is pretty abnormal. I didn't have to drive through at nighttime in an area where lights weren't working. But, you know, I guess the most important thing, again, is that you should know Puerto Rico is open for business. All of San Juan seemed to be back to normal. We stayed at, you know, popular hotel, the La Concha, which is really a Marriott property, one of my favorite places to stay out, recommend it. It is a resort property, but it is just a nice property. And I think if La Concha was open and everything was back to normal, then things was pretty normal. Hey, I don't know if you've been to Puerto Rico here recently, but if you've been to Puerto Rico recently, want to weigh in, 917-889-3926. Join the convo. Who has actually been to Puerto Rico in the last, I'll say, year and a half, 2 years?
No, I can't say I have.
I can say in February.
I can say the same date as CeeLo Boston. And
okay.
I'd actually like to offer my reason why. For travel purposes, I like to look for properties that are all-inclusive with their amenities. And for a long time, my friends who had traveled to Puerto Rico, you know, kind of expressed their unhappiness about there not being any all-inclusive resorts there that they knew of. Now, I have heard here recently that fact may be changing or has changed, and that there either is one upcoming or that there is already one in operation.
Well, I can't.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google that right now while we're talking.
I can't speak to packages per se. I'm certainly not a travel agent. We can certainly help you with that. But what I can say is there are places in Puerto Rico that actually reference themselves as resorts. And I'm thinking it's because they have, you know, resort amenities. But the all-inclusive piece, I think, is where it starts to get choppy. I can't speak to all-inclusive packages within Puerto Rico. What I can tell you, there's certainly nice resort facilities or resort hotels.
Okay.
But I certainly get the fact that you're looking for the all-in packages.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I now, need to what? Meet somebody from there.
Well, I have friends that are from Puerto Rico natively, and, you know, that still have family that reside there, so those type of accommodations aren't really an issue. But, you know, when you want to do the resort thing, you want to do the resort thing and have it all inclusive.
Right.
Right. Did you all know that Christopher Columbus was and I know there's a whole lot of controversy about Christopher Columbus discovering America. Did he truly ping? But it's also the same is also said about Puerto Rico, is that Christopher Columbus actually discovered, quote-unquote, Puerto Rico. You know, it said that he actually landed on these shores and claimed it for Spain. And, you know, I don't know if that is truth or if that is a myth, but it's certainly something that that is attributed to Puerto Rico often, and that is the conquering of Christopher Columbus.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States, right? For whatever reason, they don't, you know, whatever reason they don't know. Excuse me. But it's not a country. And people don't know that either. Like, well, not a lot of people. Maybe, I don't know. Like, why is Puerto Rico, why was Puerto Rico never, like, heavily talked about, like, when we were learning about U.S. history?
I mean, I kind of learned about it in the context of it being the 50 states, and then Puerto Rico. Or some cases, the 50 states and the District of Columbia.
Right. Absolutely right. Yeah, because it's a territory. Yeah, because it's a territory. Right. Gotcha. But that is crazy, though. Just like how, you know, the president didn't want to, you know, even send funding there. And the fact that they pulled out, like, what, a couple weeks ago? But I'm glad to know that they are, you know, getting back together slowly but surely. It was devastation.
It's brought tears to my eyes to see on news reports. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go finish.
I was just going to say that it brought tears to my eyes on a news report seeing kids in schools where the lights are being restored and them cheering and crying and, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you get through that?
Hey, it is 9:19, everybody. Stand by. We got feed coming up live from Columbia, South Carolina.
Did you forget
what
you
I don't know what I was about to say. I don't know. I wanted you to be from, like, Australia. I don't know why. My mind blanked out.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Thinking. Coming up live from South Carolina.
I'm on radio.
ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Fee.
Hey, hey. Well, tonight is very, very quick and easy. I have my quick shrimp and turkey sausage skillet. You're going to take a pound of medium or large shrimp, peeled and deveined, 6 ounces of pre-cooked smoked turkey sausage, chopped, 3/4 cup of diced red bell pepper, 3/4 cup diced green bell pepper, 1/2 of a medium yellow onion diced, 1/4 cup of chicken stock, 1 zucchini chopped, 2 garlic cloves diced, salt and pepper to taste, and a pinch of red pepper flakes, 2 teaspoons of Old Bay seasoning, olive oil or coconut oil, whichever is your choice, and for garnish, of course, parsley. You're going to heat a large skillet over medium-high heat with the olive or coconut oil. Season your shrimp with the Old Bay seasoning. Cook your shrimp about 3 to 4 minutes until it's opaque, which is, of course, translucent. Remove and set aside. Then you're going to add in your you're going to cook your onions and your bell peppers in the skillet. Add your sausage and zucchini to the skillet, and you're going to cook another 2 minutes. Put your cooked shrimp back in along with your garlic and cook about another minute. Pour your chicken stock into the pan and mix thoroughly to moisten everything. Then you're going to add in your salt and pepper and red pepper flakes to taste. Remove from the heat, and then you're going to garnish with your parsley. This is a really, really quick and easy low-carb meal. And I love to actually use my cast iron skillet when doing this because it heats up and it stays hot very, very long. And you can sear everything and be done in less than 10 minutes.
No doubt. See, live out of Columbia. Hey, one thing, first of all, this meal is certainly quick. And it's something that you could actually, something you can actually do in less than how many minutes, Fee?
Less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but this meal looks so good. And the fact that you can actually be in the crib and have it on the table in less than a half an hour is what you and I should be looking for. A Fee, live out of Columbia, South Carolina.
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, the raw, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
Beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey.
Hey, 5 things you should know about Puerto Rico. One thing we've shared is that it is certainly open for business, first and foremost. Number two, listen, 65% of the island has power. And those parts of the island that does not have power, really, it's very small pockets. And understand, the island of Puerto Rico is probably in size. You can probably compare it to, like, Connecticut. It's like the size of the state of Connecticut, like, really, all in. So it stretches from one side, you know, really quite a bit, you know, north, south, east, west at the end of the day. There's probably, I don't know, maybe 3 million people on the island of Puerto Rico. Maybe about 3 million. I could be off with that population, but it's somewhere around there. And just think more, you know, about 65% of 3 million has power. But the island is pretty decent looking. You know, there were a couple of places, restaurants, you know, that still looked a little banged up on the front, but, you know, the doors were open. I saw a Subway. That looked a little banged up, but people were definitely enjoying lunch, it appeared. Burger King seemed to be totally intact. From what I understand, and this is, you know, number three, one of those things that you probably didn't know. Burger King was the only restaurant open after the hurricane. Can you believe this? For about a good 2 months.
Wow.
It was the only thing open. There were lines and hundreds of people, from what we understand, like standing in Burger King lines across the island of Puerto Rico. Now, my question was, how the hell were they getting them burgers in there? That's what I wanted to know.
Right.
What were they doing that Subway couldn't do or that McDonald's couldn't do? You know, speaking of McDonald's, I saw McDonald's that the front of it, it looked like, you know, Fred Sanford's junkyard, but it was open. It was McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's not
not the front of the junkyard.
Yeah, look, the front of Fred Sanford's junkyard.
Elizabeth,
I'm coming to join you, honey, junkyard.
Now, is this the Burger King? I'm sorry, I was just going to ask if this was the McDonald's that was near the resort, or was it, you know, in the hood?
No,
or
no.
In the,
these restaurants were closer to Aguadilla. So, you know, I was in Puerto Rico actually on business there, you know, training leaders, coaching leaders in Puerto Rico, and scouting out a new business location, new site there in Puerto Rico. So actually went from San Juan to Aguadilla. And so, again, San Juan's pretty together, but there's other parts of the island that, you know, still, you know, look, I saw power trucks and a lot of construction still going on, so they're still on a come up. But overall, you know, I think that there's normalcy on the island. And so, you know, the last thing we'd like to share, you know, one last thing we'd like to share is important that we support the economy to help to get the economy back up and flowing. So, you know, again, you know, they're open for business. So you should know that when it comes to vacations, you know, and the getaways, you know, go to the island of Puerto Rico, support the economy. And lastly, you know, unemployment is serious. We've got to become more conscious politically, get more engaged politically. This fight over budget in the United States, stay woke, pay attention, understand what this thing is really about. It's about power and control. Money, power, and control. We've got to get involved, and we got to make sure that our choice is heard. And the only way that people can hear our choice, it's through our voice and our vote. Do you hear me? Through your voice and your vote. Rock your vote, folks. Things we need to know about Puerto Rico. Take us home, my friends. Thanks for rocking out. Chopping it up with Fee and the whole nine.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well, and we check y'all out on next week. Peace.
Hey, thanks for talking to us this week.
Oh, right. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
No doubt.
Things and love.
All right. Well, it has been a blessing to speak with you guys this evening. I just scarfed down a piece of that Hennessy glazed salmon I made tonight. And it's a wrap for me, guys.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm happy.
See him, Hammond Live, Suck Radio Show. See him, Hammond Live.